Saxophone up. Nice. Real nice. Establish and start to fade. Roll tape for street noises. Roll tape for rain.
Cue voice talent.
A poorly executed bridge took me further into the episode. Too much saxophone and way too much off-mic leakage. Maybe they were pressed for time or just being sloppy. Or maybe the writer just didn't want to be bothered with it. Who knows? People don't like to think about off-mic. Makes them nervous, like exposition. Better to just ignore it and hope that it goes away. Sometimes it even works. But I was on the right track. I was sure of it. No hard information yet, of course, but both Foley and tape were in good form, so I was heading in the right direction. It was still raining as I walked up Peachtree, but I liked the rain. Rain gives depth, and anything that gives depth is good. Depth creates ambience, and ambience is important on the loop. Pause. Rewind. Correct. Ambience is everything on the loop.
Nah, I ain't heard nothing about no threats to no singer.
I tried some of my usual sources and options and kept hitting background in a big way.
Hello, Johnny. Nope. Can't say as how I have.
Nothing.
Scenes over at the after hours? Not my usual cup of tea. Try mild mic at the newsstand.
No supporting or secondaries. Nothing but also heard. They weren't going to make it easy for me. So I just kept walking. Listening for the ambience.
Gee, Mr. Raven, wish I could help you.
I hate the loop.
Cue up bar, roll tape.
Nice.
Thanks. Picked it up at that new place in Sandy Springs.
I finally ran into heavy soundscaping at the Knickerbocker. Funny thing about the Knickerbocker, off the loop, it was a nice downtown bar that closed. On the loop, it was a real going concern. I think the writer used to hang out there. It was the kind of place writers would. And the whole thing is some kind of homage. In this episode, the Knickerbocker had two solid advantages in the information game. It was right around the corner from the After Hours Club, and it was...